For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. The Missouri Department of Social Services must pay Planned Parenthood for providing care for Medicaid patients, the state Supreme Court ruled yesterday. State lawmakers cut funding for the provider in the 2018 budget by inserting language that barred state funds from being distributed to any abortion provider. In a 6-1 decision, the Supreme Court affirmed a ruling from a lower court that found the provision was unlawful. The court said the bill used the state's budget-making process to change policy, which is outlawed by the Missouri Constitution. Federal law prohibits any government funds from being used to fund abortions, but Missouri lawmakers sought to prohibit all state funding for the provider, regardless of its use. Medicaid is the state health insurance plan for poor families and people with disabilities. Planned Parenthood officials say thousands of patients in Missouri use it to access services at the organization's 11 clinics. Missouri surpassed 1,000 deaths from COVID-19 yesterday, while Boone County reported 25 new cases, the highest daily total so far. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced he's withholding $448 million from the state budget passed by lawmakers last month. He signed the $35.3 billion budget yesterday. K-12 education is experiencing the biggest restriction in funding, totaling $123.3 million. Next is higher education, $27.9 million. And then community colleges, with $18.4 million being withheld. Parson says these were difficult decisions, but were necessary. He says the state is expected to be $1 billion below revenue projections his office made in January. Parson could undo the $450 million in cuts if revenues increase unexpectedly in the coming months. The mayor of St. Louis is being pressed to resign after she publicly revealed the names and addresses of anti-police protesters. Lyda Crewson recited the names live on Facebook last week after meeting with demonstrators who presented her with written suggestions for the city budget, including proposals to cut funding for police. Crewson was elected on a pledge to address the city's violence. Kansas City officials have voted to remove the name of an influential developer from the city's most recognizable fountain because he barred Black and Jewish people from his neighborhoods. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.